I get to kick off at least our Wednesday night studies this month, looking at choosing family values and talking about some things in the home. And we start tonight with the value of teaching in the home. Important part to begin, because I would highlight that teaching, instruction, is really the beginning of discipline. Chad's going to get to talk about what happens when you need a little extra encouragement, but it shouldn't start with the idea of discipline as we think about in terms of corrective discipline. It really starts with instruction. What is expected? What is good? What are the consequences of ignoring that wisdom? So think about that. Two quick charges. One is the first reminder that that really is a primary charge for the home. It was always the case. You go back into Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses is charging the fathers. You teach your children. You keep these things before your mind. You rear them up to know God and to know His instruction. When you go into Ephesians chapter 6, that same charge is there to fathers. Provoke not your children to wrath. Bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Teach them, instruct them. Help show them those things that are good and right. And yes, sometimes warn them of the perils there of not following in those things. I want to think just quickly. I thought about instruction and my mind can't help but go to the book of Proverbs. Just randomly, I did a search just on instruction in the King James Version. The word instruction by itself appears some 33 times on the pages of the King James Bible. And 25 of those are in the book of Proverbs. And so as we think about that, three quick points kind of settled to mind as I thought about some of the things that instruction addressed. And the first was the very idea that instruction must be given. Isn't that really what you have in this book? You have a father who longs to deliver instruction to his child. Let me show you the things that are good. Let me show you the things that I have learned that I might be able to instruct you in these things for your good. We highlight just a few of them in Proverbs 1, verse 7 and verse 8. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. For instruction to be received, it first has to be given. The charge there is to the father and mother, if you want your children to learn, you're going to have to instruct them. You're going to have to help guide them. You're going to have to help direct them. And here, especially in the first few chapters of the book of Proverbs, you have that father who is pleading with his child. Listen to the wisdom that I've gained that's going to help you as you go through life. Turn over quickly to Proverbs 4, beginning in verse 1, where he says, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father. Attend to no understanding. I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." I want to help you. I want to give you instruction even as I received of my father and he helped me. I want to be able to pass that on through future generations. A father instructing his son, but instruction must be given. Then number two, instruction must be received. It can't just fall on deaf ears and do no good. Even there in Proverbs 4, we're seeing he benefited from the wisdom and instruction of his father so that he could help pass it on. And so what is he pleading with his child throughout this book? Will you listen? Will you apply these things to your life? Will you learn from them, or are you going to live in folly? Those are really your choices. You're going to continue in folly. You're going to be led away from doing those things that are good and right. You're going to be led away from a good name. You're going to be led away from being faithful unto God. Or are you going to listen? You're going to be molded and shaped to be brought up into who God would have you to be. And so we need to be people that also will receive instruction. There in Proverbs 4, drop down into verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Will you listen to the things that I'm speaking as you go into Proverbs 8 and verse 33? Hear instruction. Be wise. Refuse it not. Don't close your ears. Don't shut it away from you. Don't just say, well, that's an old man talking. It's a man who's been there where you've been, but you haven't been where he's been. And so be willing to listen to that instruction. In fact, he gets a little sharper if you think about it in Proverbs 15 and verse 5. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. You want to be wise? You want to get ahead in life? You want to gain some wisdom? Listen to instruction. So instruction has to be given, but instruction also has to be received. What's going to help me in both of those things? The understanding, number three, of the value of instruction. Instruction must be valued. Why is it that this is so needed to be passed on to a child? Why is it that a child needs to listen to the parents in the home? Because of the value of that wisdom. Go back into Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, verse 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. There's no measure of success. You want to be able to achieve the most out of life and truly in the greatest realm of spiritual success? Listen to good wisdom. Listen to good instruction, for it will lend toward life. In Proverbs 8 and verse 10, he pleads again, and he says, receive my instruction and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. What do you value? Are we seeking merely after the physical things of this life? So you can have those. But that's not really what you ought to value. Pursue after instruction and knowledge and wisdom. That's really what's going to help you succeed in life. Value that greater than silver and gold. And so he says in Proverbs 23 and verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Put value upon that in your life and pursue after it. Why do we teach in the home? What's the value of teaching in the home? Because you're helping guide young souls to be able to have success in life, to use knowledge and wisdom, and most importantly, to come to know God, to know how to live godly. And so we have to be providing, giving instruction within the home. We have to have the attitude and expect the attitude to receive that instruction, to listen to the teaching that is given and value it so that we will apply it in our lives. Do we not have the same principle? Then as we shift into our invitation in a religious sense, that God as our Father has given us great wisdom, but we have to listen to Him as well. We have to receive it and we have to treasure that. And so the decision comes to us, what are you going to do with the wisdom that God has revealed unto us? Are we going to reject it and show ourselves to be foolish? Or will we receive it and will we grow from it? It will produce life. It will give us more value than anything we're going to find in this life. And so that's the challenge we place before us tonight. What are you doing with the wisdom of God? The moment we're going to sing a song of invitation, and perhaps there's one who wants to know more. What does God expect out of me? How does He want me to live? What What does he want me to do in order to be saved? How can I have that confidence? We'd love to study the pages of God's Word with you and see what the first century Christians did and benefit from the same instructions in our lives, that we can have the same things they did. As they heard the gospel and believed it, as they repented of their sins, they confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and they were baptized, immersed in water for the remission of their sins. Those sins were washed away. The Lord added them to the church. They rose again in newness of life to begin a new walk according to the will of God and not their own and not the will of the world. Perhaps there are those who have rejected the knowledge of God. We've sought after all the things of this world, but we forgot to turn to God and ask for His wisdom. Let us value that wisdom far greater than anything in this world. Challenge ourselves to get back into that study. And perhaps there's some need you have for this family, this congregation here. I know we'd surround you in prayer and love and help support you and encourage you any way we can. That's the invitation before us tonight. If we could help you with it, wouldn't you let it be known as together we stand and as we sing.